From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Senator Edward Kennedy will be remembered tonight by his closest friends and family at the JFK Presidential Library, where the senator has been lying in repose. NPR's Tobias Smith has more.
They are calling it a celebration of life, and many expect the quintessential Irish wake. Since the senator was diagnosed a year ago, the serious accolades have been flowing ever since. Robert Kennedy Jr. says that was something Ted Kennedy cherished.
You know, the last year of his life was almost a gift because he knew that he didn't have much time, but he was able to kind of take a victory lap, and he was able to accept, you know, a lot of the tributes that, you know, were offered to him during the last year, and that was really touching to him.
Tonight we'll bring more tributes, but also singing and old stories for the man known for his love of music and laughter, as Aides put it. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
Another American has been killed in Afghanistan, bringing the U.S. death toll there to its highest level in any month since the now 8-year-old war began. Military officials say the U.S. service member was killed in a roadside bombing. The mounting U.S. death toll comes amid increased U.S. involvement in Afghanistan. With the latest incident, the U.S. death toll has now risen to 45 this month. There are currently 60,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. U.S. Los Angeles County Coroner's Office is now making it official, saying that singer Michael Jackson's death has been ruled a homicide as a result of acute intoxication from the drug propofol and other factors. L.A. Coroner's Office, in a statement released today, says in addition to the powerful anesthetic, other drugs found in the entertainer's system included diazepam, lidocaine, and ephedrine. The 50-year-old Jackson died August 25th after suffering cardiac arrest at his Los Angeles home. Commerce Department said today personal spending rose 0.2% in July, despite the fact incomes are flat. NPR's Yuki Noguchi explains.
The so-called Cash for Clunkers program was responsible for boosting spending. Spending on vehicles and related items helped up spending both in June and July. By comparison, spending on non-durable goods decreased by 0.3%. The increased spending came despite the fact that Americans' income didn't increase at all in July. Spending drives much of the U.S. economic activity, and there are some mixed signals about where it could be headed. On the one hand, joblessness continues to rise. On the other, gross domestic product is starting to slow its decline, and consumer confidence is starting to increase. And that is fueling some optimism that a recovery could be a few months away. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 36 points to end the week at 9,544. However, for the week, the Dow was up 0.4%. The Nasdaq gained a point to close at 2,028. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 2 points today, closing at 1,028. This is NPR. Appliance maker Whirlpool is announcing plans to close a refrigerator factory in Evansville, Indiana. The Michigan-based company says it will close the facility next year, shifting some of the production to Mexico, in a move expected to result in the elimination of around 1,100 full-time jobs. The world's biggest appliance maker is blaming the closing on continued cost-cutting as demand for big-ticket items like appliances has shrunk due to the ongoing recession. Whirlpool says it's still trying to determine what to do with 300 employees who work at a product development center at the Evansville plant. The International Olympic Committee says it will bail out next year's Winter Games in Vancouver. That's if organizers fail to raise enough revenue. The Vancouver Olympics has a budget shortfall, and raising money has been difficult given the global recession. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The bailout guarantee is not specific, not open-ended, and won't ensure that the 2010 Vancouver Olympics end without a deficit, according to Vancouver organizers. But it appears the International Olympic Committee is willing to start writing checks if February's Vancouver Games are short of operating funds. There's a $37 million deficit right now, and that's blamed on the recession, a shortage of corporate sponsors, and a decline in television revenue. Olympic deficits are a sensitive issue in Canada, given the 30 years it took to pay the billion-dollar debt left from the Montreal Olympics in 1976. One top IOC official says the group is willing to help Vancouver, but it remains to be seen how and with how much money. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
NASA's still hoping for a late-evening liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery after resolving a problem with a fuel valve. The shuttle is expected to lift off at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.